Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for the perfect birthday gift to make your friends and family feel the love on their special day, check out...
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers is your ultimate birthday gifting destination with thoughtful and artfully crafted options guaranteed to deliver the best smiles. Make every birthday brighter with gorgeous bouquets, gifts, and more. To get 15% off on your order, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/radio15 for 15% off.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, yet again, back at it after a week hiatus. More on that in a future podcast, but it is the Fifth Hour, because 4 hours are not enough. 8 days a week. This is our Friday podcast, and if you looked at who's coming on, you know this is an interview podcast. So we will welcome in here, shepherd in. A colleague of ours, a friend of ours, big TV guy, radio guy, the whole thing in a second. But David Gascon is back. He's actually been away for almost a month. No one's complained at all.
No, but not on the emails that go your way. No, not at all.
People were very
positive.
Received
a lot of direct messages and a lot of emails. It was very encouraging to see and hear how shitty it was last week.
I would argue that...
you can argue, but
we'll talk about this coming up, but we found a new star here, a new breakout star, Ryan Smith, of all people.
Yeah.
A wrestler who, I think he body slammed you, is what he did. did. No. It was wonderful to hear. And so that we'll get more of that on the Saturday podcast. But today is all about Rob Parker. My man, Rob Parker. No, I love Rob. I've admired Rob. Like, this is like a mutual admiration thing because I've always enjoyed Rob's work because we have similar taste in radio and broadcasting where you have to go full weaponized. When you're doing, you don't want to go halfway. You don't want to just put your toe in the water. You want to go all the way in the deep end. You don't want to go in the kiddie pool. You want to go in the deep end. And Rob's always done that. Very passionate. He backs up what he says. And he makes some people uncomfortable because a lot of the media these days are Mr. Softies. And I love it. So you know Rob from Fox Sports Radio, and he's been doing a great job. Him and Chris Broussard on The Odd Couple, and he's on TV. He's regularly on with Skip and Shannon on Fox Sports 1. He's a professor at USC. He's got my old producer, Wrong Button Bob Guerra, who's working on his show. So let's welcome in now the great Rob Parker. And Rob, why don't we start with the fact now, Gascon's been busting my balls here because we are both following the company mandate of working from home. We have home studios and doing these shows during the apocalypse. So I actually kind of wasn't that into it. At first, I've kind of come around to it. Where are you at, Rob Parker? Are you settled in now to working from home?
You know, it's crazy, Ben. It's at first I was like, this is great. You don't have to go anywhere. You know what I mean? Like you could just, I got my sweats on and my slippers, and I'm just turn it on, crank it on, and I'm ready to go. And there's no commute home afterwards, so you think it's cool. But after a while, you just realize you miss the camaraderie and being around some other people. And I don't know, if you're married or have a house full of people, it might be different. But as a single guy, you know what I mean, it gets kind of tired after a while, you know? So
yeah.
I liked it in the beginning. I don't think I like it as much now.
You know, I'm actually the opposite, because when I started, I remember I had a lengthy conversation with our boss, Scott Shapiro, and I was like, I want to keep going to the station. And he was like, nah, we want you to do the show from home for a while until this gets settled. And I was like, no, I got into radio. I like going to the radio station. But it's weird, Rob. I'm used to it now. Like, it's my routine. I have my routine's changed. And
right.
Obviously, because we don't have to drive anywhere and do all that kind of stuff. But I'm used to it. I'm sure I'll get used to it when eventually this ends and we'll go back to the studio. But it is much different when you're sitting in your home studio compared to being at the radio station. I mean, the vibe is just, you can't recreate that.
And for you, it's different too, because you're doing, you know, you're a one man act. You know what I mean? You're not playing off of anybody.
Yeah.
I think for Chris and I, it's just, you know how it is when you're when you have a partner and you're in the studio. And you could be ready to jump in, and you could see the guy's expression. Do you know what I mean? It's just a little different.
Yeah. Well,
when you have a partner. I haven't seen Chris since March. I mean, we're coming up on almost a year. I haven't seen Chris.
Yeah, you need that eye contact, right? When you just kind of get the cue. You don't even need the verbal cue. You can just look at them and know it's your time to bail them out, right?
Exactly. You already know. That's like a full time job bailing out. Chris Broussard, Mr. Prisoner of the Moment. You know what I'm saying?
The show is kicking ass, but I mean, you guys have been doing great, Rob. What's the secret? What's the secret sauce there? Because that's like the talk of iHeartMedia and Fox Sports Radio. I mean, everyone's been saying how great the show's doing and the downloads and the whole thing's been going well. What's the secret? Because I need that. I need the secret, Rob.
You don't need the secret. You're doing just fine. You're doing great. But I'll tell you, the downloads is amazing, Ben. 1.1 million. You know, we just started our third year. That's a pretty incredible number. So we're proud of that. We work at it. But the big thing, Ben, I just think the radio show has to be two things: fun and informative. That's it. Fun and informative. Can't be all fun. Can't be just all numbers and information. It's got to be a combination. Because if I'm making you laugh or whatever, or I'm, you know, making you react negatively, positively, but you do walk away with something and you say, man, I didn't know that. You know, Chris dropped a nugget on me that I could drop you know, talk to my friends at work, or you know, your friends that you text with, or you get a beer with every so often. You know what I mean? Like, people want to bring away something from the show. So that's really what it's all about, fun and informative. And if you can pull those two off, I think people will listen.
And I've told you this before, Rob, but when I was moonlighting at WEEI and it was a slow day and you had said something to Skip and Shannon on TV about Tom Brady, you know, just it's something, you know, a mild comment. You know, you've thrown some haymakers at Brady over the years, but just like a mild comment. And that would cultivate like tons of reaction. Oh, I can't believe Rob said this about Tom Brady. How dare you? You know, and I know you're aware of it because we've talked about it before, but you know, the Boston market, they're so protective now. I guess not anymore because Brady's gone, but you were the punching bag when it came to Tom Brady for probably 10 years at least, maybe longer than that. I mean, that was,
you know what?
Yeah.
Ben, the thing that really got me and told me that I did, you know, shake the bear, yep, is that when, if you remember, I predicted that Kansas City would beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and the Patriots won. And the Patriots, on their Twitter, their social media, they have 4.4 million followers. They put a video together, and they spliced in my comments between the highlights of Brady throwing touchdowns and winning in the comments. And I just thought to myself, seriously, like, if you didn't matter, Ben, and you were just some hack and nobody respected your opinion, they wouldn't do it. Am I right? They wouldn't do it.
Yeah. And the other thing I've heard about Belichick is that, you know, the Patriots during that run, like, no one criticized them, you know, other than the cheating stuff. But as far as, like, the football stuff, you were one of the few guys, Rob, that would do that. So I imagine that, you know, inside the Patriot facility, they're like, hey, Tom, Rob, you know, Bob Parker said this, that, and the other. I don't think that's out of bounds that could have happened when the Patriots were playing, because they were looking for that kind of motivation. And you were inspired. You inspired the Patriot run, Rob. How does that make you feel?
That doesn't make me feel good since they won and with those lucky Super Bowls, but it is what it is. But I just, there are no sacred cows in sports. I'm sorry, Ben. And I'm not one of these guys. I'm not going to say, because this is, they got this narrative and stuff that they just are going to recite. It's just like going to a team's website. Really? Are you going to read? When are you going to read the column, Ben, that the Clippers should fire Doc Rivers on Clippers.com? You'll never read that column. Am I right? Okay.
Exactly.
Read that.
Yeah.
When are you going to read the story about how bad a player is in the Players Tribune? Okay, that website from the player's perspective. This is what I'm telling you. So for people who are really honest and want the real stuff, you can't go to those sources, and you can't go to these guys who are fanboys who want to take pictures with everybody and you know what I mean, and glad hand everybody. And I'm not talking about Ben ripping everybody just to rip people, but call it like you see it. If Kyler Murray's not that guy, say it. We had Martin Weiss on our show. Martin Weiss comes on. You know these young guys, like Gascon, you know, with the brim, and they're going to rewrite sports writers, and they're going to tell us all this stuff. And he was making the case that Kyler Murray is going to be the MVP because Lamar wanted his second year, and so did Patrick Mahomes, you know, his second year in the league. They both wanted it. Now this is Kyler Murray's turn. So Chris and I both said, oh, is that right? Okay, good. So let's make a bet. And we bet him two pair of Jordans each to one. 2-1. So he would win 4 pair of Jordans had he Kyler Murray won it. And, of course, he backed down because he didn't have a case. You know what I mean? He couldn't really make that case. And now, as we look, Kyler Murray, he's a talent. I'm not saying he can't play. But let's pump the brakes on all this fandom. That's all. Pump the brakes.
Hey, Rob, on that note with Lou Piniella, did you ever get into a verbal altercation with an editor regarding a specific story that you either did or didn't want to publish?
Yeah, there was stuff, pushback on some stuff. But for the most part, you know, they want to know, like, who your sources are. You know what I mean? And as long as you can clear it and they have a feel for who it is you're talking about or whatever, you know what I mean, just to cover themselves. Remember, that's the difference between working for a newspaper and writing a blog from your, you know, grandmother's basement, is that when you're wrong or when somebody comes to sue you, they could sue the newspaper and get money. You can't get, you know, money from your grandmother's basement. So those are just the things that you have to be able to identify and be clear about, you know what I mean, where you're getting the information from that you're writing.
Yeah. The other thing, Rob, kind of following the train of thought here about the fans and the media and all that, it seems like a lot of fans these days have been programmed to they don't want to hear anything negative about their team. They can't handle it. Like I don't know if it's because how they were raised or whatever. I hear that all the time. It's like it's like tribalism is the word here, Rob. Nobody wants to. I say nobody, but it seems like a higher percentage now than years ago can handle the criticism. But you're a New York guy. That's how you did it when you were growing up, right, Robbie? You heard you were
absolutely,
absolutely.
And you're right, though. I think there are just people don't want to hear anything negative or the truth. It just it's shocking. I can still remember, and this one of the greatest columns I ever read. I hated it. It made me furious. I was so pissed, but I carried that column with me for my whole life. And it was by Dick Young, the late, great Dick Young, who was a columnist for a long time for the Daily News in New York and then the Post. And I get on the train, and Dwight Gooden is coming back from drug rehab. And Dick Young, the lead of his column was, it was stand up and boo. And he basically wrote a column that people should boo Dwight Gooden his first time back. He's a druggie, you know, like went in on him. And it just got me, you know, and I thought, wow, how could you write this about Dwight Gooden and blah, blah, blah. But those are the columns that you want to write. Like, it's not milquetoast, middle of the road. He put it out there. And I always think of that column, and I still remember the lead. And this is a true story, too. People ask me all the time about, you know, how did I get to be this the columnist that I am and the takes that I have or whatever. And I went to Columbia J School, and I had a teacher, Joanne Lee. And she called me into her office. Now, at the time I was going to Columbia J School, I was I was covering the Nets, the New Jersey Nets, for the Daily News. This is 1987 to 88. And she called me in, and she said, Robert, you know, like, you're way ahead of your classmates. People here are trying to learn about journalism. You're already working for a major daily. You know what a story is. You know how to write leads. She says, you're way advanced from everybody else at the J School. She said, but I'm not going to let you walk out of here and cruise, you know, to a master's degree. I'm not. She said, I want more from you. And she was a small Asian woman, and she walks up to me, and I say this just to say, you know, to the imagery of it. She walks up to me. Here I am, a 6'4" black guy, small 5-foot-something Asian woman. She walks up to me. She acts like she has an imaginary knife in her hand, and she sticks it in my back, and she says, I want you to take the knife, stick it in, turn it, and draw blood. That's what I want from you. Is that unbelievable?
That's just great.
That's the message she gave me.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I mean, you want to get a reaction. You want to have something passionate. I mean, as you said, milquetoast, just kind of playing it down the middle. I mean, that, you know, that's, there's nothing.
Anybody can do
out.
That, Ben. Even if it's, if I learned this from Skip Bayless, either you're all the way in or you're all the way out. That's all. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're going to be in on something, if you're in, Ben, and you think Mookie Betts is the greatest thing since sliced bread, be all the way in on Mookie Betts. If you don't think Mookie Betts is good or Kyler Murray's good, you should be all the way out. That's just playing the commas and trying to soft soak it or soft sell it. Just go for it. and make your case as strong as you can in favor of somebody or against somebody.
Yeah, don't just tip your toe in the water. You got to jump in there and do a belly whopper is what you...
No doubt.
Yeah, all right. We did have a big NBA trade the other day this week here. Russell Westbrook is on the move, Rob. So I guess we should do some hard-o sports stuff. But where are you at on Westbrook? I mean, this is a guy, either love him or you hate him, but where are you at on the Westbrook trade?
If I'm Westbrook, I'm pissed. Because I didn't even think that the NBA could make trades to the Washington Generals. I didn't even believe that that was possible. But here he is. I mean, you want to talk about NBA Siberia. That's what the Wizards are. I mean, I would feel like I was dumped and now don't have a chance to win. You know, like before he was on some teams that have had a chance. I'm not saying a great chance. He went from having a chance to no chance with that franchise and that organization. So if I'm him, and then your numbers start to be diminished now, like even if you get the triple doubles and you're not winning. But the one thing I admired about him when he was in OKC, you couldn't rip him, was that those numbers when he had a triple double, they used to win. They won at a high clip. So it wasn't just, you know, doing a stat Padford and filling your stat sheet. I mean, he actually was helping the team win. So I wouldn't like it if I was him.
Well, no, but he can do whatever he wants in Washington. Right? That was the problem. Him and Harden, they were both ball-dominant guys, and now he can go to Washington. Although Bradley Beal's there, and he's going to demand the ball a fair amount.
Right, but how much winning will they do is the question. That's the big thing.
I say they make the playoffs. I think they're the Eastern Conference, the bottom of the Eastern Conference. My problem with Westbrook is he's like the guy that runs the New York Marathon and goes great for 25 miles, and then the last 1.2 miles he pulls a hammy and he can't finish the race. Like, because Westbrook gets you to the finish line, but those last 2 minutes, you've seen it, Rob, over the years. Those last 2 minutes, the bad decisions. He can't shoot from the outside. Guys leave him open. Remember the Lakers in the playoffs in the bubble, they were leaving him wide open. He kept shooting 3-point shots. It was terrible. But
it was definitely embarrassing. But I got a wager for you. Let's bet.
Okay.
20 Wingstop wings. I want all flat Parmesan garlic and a Diet Coke. If you get whatever flavor you want, 20 okay. wings and a drink.
Okay.
I'm betting that the Wizards do not not make the playoffs.
All right.
I think you're not thinking about what Atlanta's done in the offseason. I don't see the Wizards making the playoffs.
All right. I'm in. I'll take that bet. I am going to bet on – and you're going to make me bet on Westbrook. I'm not even a big fan of his game, but I'm going to bet on Westbrook. And the other thing now, Rob, I haven't talked to you in a while. So last we spoke, you were making decrees about the Brooklyn Nets were going to win the NBA championship. Did you come off that position, Rob? Are you sticking by this upcoming NBA season, which is about to start, is the year of the Brooklyn Nets?
I'm all in on the Brooklyn Nets. They definitely will get to the finals. I don't know who they'll play. You want to bet on that as well?
I'm going to say Brooklyn does not get to the this is going to be, how should I describe the relationship? Like oil and water. Like I can't – Durant and Kyrie and you've got the New York tabloids. And this is not going to be a great situation.
All right, let's do it.
We'll do two for one. We'll do two. We got the Wizards bet, and we got the Nets bet. So, all right.
I'm all in. I can't wait. Right. You know, I mean, I might have to put on an extra 10 pounds after hanging out with you, so after you so many wins, but it's okay. Remember, we're doing our service. What are these chickens supposed to do? You know, like they don't go to college. They don't get married. They don't buy a house. They're here for us to munch on, so let's do it.
Of course, assuming that this bet actually gets paid out, that means you two gentlemen will actually have to leave your mansions. You guys will have to leave your palaces and actually meet people and consume and pay off.
Well, we got debts. Yes, Mr. Gascon, we got a vaccine coming. Come on, man. I'm planning on going to Russia come August of 2021.
Russia?
So I'm optimistic.
You can say hi to my relatives in Russia. I think it's Romania now. It used to be Russia, but yeah, there you go. Nice.
There you go.
Now, Rob, most people do not know this, but I will disclose you've been to all seven continents in this wide world of ours, yes?
Absolutely. It was 1 year ago. December 3rd that I landed, or not landed, but cruised into Antarctica, and that was the seventh and final continent. Been all over. I love it. I love to travel. I love to see new things. Just an unbelievable experience. I mean, I left that place feeling like I could accomplish anything. Here I am, a kid from Jamaica, Queens, from the neighborhood, you know, just, can you imagine dreaming about going to Antarctica and then actually going there? You know how few people actually get to make that journey to the bottom of the earth and to touch land there and see how untouched and how natural it still is. And man, has the air was unbelievably clear and clean, and the water unbelievably clean as well. It was a different place. I felt like a different world. And it's been a year since I went there, but I hold on to that feeling. It was an unbelievable feeling.
And to celebrate that trip, you actually topped it off by going on a Golden Girls cruise, right?
Which was unbelievable, man. Don't laugh. Don't let that gray hair fool you, man. I had a great time on that cruise. And all the cheesecake you could eat, it was pretty amazing. I love the show. It was one of the all-time great sitcoms. I don't know, Ben, have you watched it? I'm sure you've seen it. I don't know if
you've seen it. Yeah, I did back in the day.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, when it was on back in the 90s, I mean,
back when it was on, it was, are you kidding? I've been watching it, it's been on, it was 35 years old recently, I think, and I've watched it, I still watch it any chance I get. And some of the writing and the delivery is as good as it gets. So, as you know, Blanche was like the tramp of the group, and he was one of my, he's my two favorite lines from the show. So, Blanche is in the kitchen with Dorothy, and it's raining outside, and she says, "Oh," she says, "the rain reminds me of my first kiss." And Dorothy says, "How romantic, you had your first kiss in the rain." And Blanche says, "No, in the shower."
That's a good line.
That's a great line. And the other one was Sophia. She's flipping the TV set. Sophia was the mother, you know, Dorothy's mother who lived with them. She's flipping the set around. This is not connected to anything. It's not set up. It's like out of nowhere, okay? Just a line that's just left out there. And she's clicking the TV, and she goes, "Hey, look, there's a black guy anchoring the news, and it isn't even the weekend."
Hey, Rob, if who's the guy that runs Elon Musk, the guy that runs Tesla, if he said, "You know what, I like you on TV, I want you to go into one of my spaceships and go out into the cosmos," would you sign up for that, Rob? Would you be willing to go to outer space if the people said, "Hey, we want you to do a test program and go out into outer space"?
I'm there. I'm absolutely there. No doubt about it. I would take the chance and go see. I mean, why not? I mean, I feel blessed. I said this earlier, but I feel like I've done just about everything I ever wanted to do in life, and that's a great feeling. So, yeah, I would be up for trying something new, definitely.
Outstanding. You're a professor. You're a podcaster, radio, TV. You've covered all forms of media and life as far as that's concerned, so... Continued success. Thanks, Rob. We'll have you on again, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No doubt it. All right. Hey, Ben, David, man. Thank you, man. You guys are the best. You know that. Two of my favorite people, not just at Fox Sports Radio, but just in general. My man.
Good looking out. Thanks, Rob.
This is your Wendy's wake-up call. Start your day with a better breakfast and get a free drink with any of our morning-making breakfast sandwiches. That's your favorite drink in a Wendy's cup, free. Fresh brewed coffee, free. Diet Coke, free. Vanilla Frosty Chino? That's cold brew plus Frosty Creamer plus free. So don't sleep on this deal. Get any size drink in a Wendy's cup free when you buy any breakfast sandwich. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's. On the card only. Offer valid upon request on lowest price qualifying item. Not valid for third-party delivery.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
When others treat your fries as an afterthought, all you're left with are cold, soggy fries. That's why Wendy's new fries are ones you won't forget, guaranteed to be hot and crispy, or we'll replace them. We're talking natural-cut, skin-on fries, perfectly seasoned with a hint of sea salt. In fact, they're even preferred almost 2-to-1 over McDonald's. These are fries so hot and crispy, they beg a new question.
What would you like with your fries?
Try them today, only at Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, taste preference based on a national taste test by an independent research company.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.